Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is all about getting smarter with ads. You know, making them work better without just spending more. We're looking deep into supplement ad formats online.
Exactly. And the big idea here is localization. It sounds technical, but it just means making your ads feel like they really belong on the website they're on.
Right, not like some random pop-up.
Yeah, if it feels out of place, people just tune it out. Or worse, they get annoyed.
We got a lot of our facts for this from a great article on the marketing tutor Learn to Earn on the Internet. The piece is called How to Optimize Supplement Ad Formats for Platforms. Really lays it all out.
It does. And it makes clear that when you get this localization right, the payoff is, well, pretty huge. The source talks about better ad effectiveness, leading straight to what they call higher conversion rates.
So more people actually buying your stuff.
Exactly. Turning browsers into buyers, basically. Much faster.
And it's not just the quick sale, is it? The article mentions building trust, too. Making ads look natural helps build a deeper connection, it says.
That's a huge point.
Yeah.
Kind of lowers people's guards, you know?
Yeah.
Builds that brand trust and loyalty over time because you don't feel like you're being constantly sold at.
Makes sense.
And platforms like Facebook, they're really useful here. The source highlights their tools for reaching really specific groups. Precise demographics, they call it.
So not just people who like health.
No, much deeper.
Mm.
Like people following certain vegan influencers or maybe training for their first 5K. You can get that specific if you know how the platform works.
Okay, so let's dig into that making the ads fit. That's the core of localization, right? How different do they need to be?
Oh, very different. You can't just copy and paste one ad everywhere. That just doesn't fly.
Right.
Take Instagram. The Marketing Tutor article points out it excels in visual storytelling.
Yeah.
So forget just showing the bottle.
You need nice pictures.
Yeah, really nice pictures or videos. Things that look good, tell a story, maybe show the lifestyle around the supplement. It's all visual there.
Okay, and then there's LinkedIn. Totally different vibe.
Completely. It's professional. So the source says it's good for B2B supplement companies. Think companies selling to other companies.
Like wellness programs for employees?
Exactly. Corporate wellness initiatives is the phrase they used.
Yeah.
Ads there need to talk about results, maybe productivity, stress reduction, things businesses care about. Numbers help.
Gotcha. And then the really fast-paced ones.
Yeah. This is where it gets like super interesting, according to the source. TikTok. It's all about quick, catchy videos. Stuff that feels like it could go viral. Very young audience, usually.
So your ad has to look like a TikTok video, not an ad.
Pretty much. Needs to feel authentic, maybe hop on a trend. It's a different skill set.
And Twitter. Still relevant.
Apparently, yes, but for different things. The source suggests it's good for, like, flash sales, real-time updates, maybe jumping into conversations around trending topics, quick hits.
Fast and timely.
You got it. It's like every platform is its own little world with its own language. You got to speak the local language, you know?
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you listening?
Well, I think it's that making good ads isn't just about the message. It's massively about where the message lives.
Yeah.
Nailing that localization thing. That seems to be the key.
Yeah, that's how you get effective ads, how you get people engaged, and how you build that loyalty we talked about. It's about fitting in.
Which leads to a really interesting thought, doesn't it?
Mm.
We know platforms have their secrets, like Facebook's algorithm-loving comments and shares the source, touches on this kind of thing, influencing success.
Right, the hidden rules.
Exactly. So the question for you to chew on is, what other hidden rules or user habits are coming down the line that might force us to totally rethink how we design our ad stories next time? Something to think about.